don't know, but I just started seeing stuff a long time ago. Patti Smith and the Sex Pistols and then Nirvana, they were quoting. And I mean, all these major Seattle groups that are millionaires and we're not, they all said that that was one of their primers of rock and roll, was listening to the Sonics. And, you know, nobody was doing 1-3-5 or 1-3-4 progressions back then. Everybody was doing the standard major progression, not minors, and not using grunge type chords like on He's Waiting and Louie Louie and things like that. Nobody was really screaming. Nobody was, nobody was doing a lot of that stuff. And I think that they heard it and took what they could of it and went beyond it. They became history.
And can you remember the first time? I mean, you mentioned, you know, Patti Smith goes back to the 70s, of course. I mean, can you remember the first time maybe you heard something like that? I mean,
I remember sitting in Lakewood at a lunch counter, and I pulled a magazine off the rack. It happened to be Cavalier. Not out anymore, but it's got nudies and stuff in it. And there was, all of a sudden, there was an article there about the Sonics. And then I saw one in Modern Recording after that. And one of them had to do with, it was talking about some club in New York, and people were yelling for Sonic songs. And I thought, what? That's strange. And then Buck Ormsby from, you know, the Wailers,
right.
He kept telling us that, Jesus, you guys get offers from Europe, you could tour Europe. If you went out there, you could really build a name and make some money and have fun and all that stuff. And we would halfway believe it, halfway not. So I think it was just recently, about 6 years, maybe 5 years ago, I got a call from Steven Van Zandt from, he's a guitar player for Springsteen.
Right.
And he called me at work and talked for over an hour and a half, and he was trying to convince us that we really should get out there and do stuff. And then I started believing it, that, you know, there are pockets out there in every country that enjoy that kind of thing.
Had you met Steven before, or did he just kind of call you out of the blue?
Called me out of the blue.
And when was that?
Let's see. I think it was 1999.
Okay.
It was 1999. He was trying to convince us to do... We got an offer for $50,000 to do Cave Stomp.
That was in 99.
Yeah. And we turned it down. And then he got on the phone and called and was trying to persuade otherwise.
And there's some pretty big guns that they're pulling out there.
Yeah. Then when he came, when they played in town, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that, his secretary called the house, told me to come on down, go backstage, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they like that kind of music. They were influenced by it. They heard it. And now he plays it on his syndicated rock stations that he's got in, I don't know, 25 or 35 major markets.
Uh-huh.
Sonics are always on the...